Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, welcome here to the Sports Lounge, the one and only Sports Lounge with your hosts. I'm Michael Horn. The real star of the show is the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. And Michael, good to see you. You're behind the microphone. You look chipper and
Thank you.
I'm in good spirits today, I must tell you.
Yeah, good. Why is that? Is there like a birthday
Well,
there's
something? A couple things What's here. My daughter has a birthday today.
Yeah.
But she's not here. She'll be 33.
Oh, well, happy
it's
birthday.
It's a beautiful
there.
Age. Yeah, it is. I remember being 33.
That was like 5 years ago, by the way,
yeah,
for you.
It was just right around the corner. But I got the grandkids in Oklahoma there. They're doing wonderful. They're 10, 8, and 5, respectively. And Kate is doing splendidly. Her health is good. And, you know, life is good when your loved ones are good.
That is very true. So happy birthday to your daughter, Caitlin. It's very good.
Yep.
And baseball season is going. Did you watch the Angels come back in that ninth inning the other day? And I don't know, they squeezed out in the like a 8-run ninth or something like that to win the game.
Yeah, I think they're going to be better if they stay healthy. I mean, they're limited, but I think if they stay healthy, they could be surprising and win more than they're expected to.
Matt Kemp from the Dodgers and already on the DL list, but with a pulled hamstring.
Oh, he's got a hamstring.
But Buster Posey, man, that guy got really racked up with the helmet hit there on a pitch. And
yeah, I saw
he's
that.
Out with a concussion. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, that's a serious deal. He got to take care of himself. And Matt Kemp should be ashamed of himself for showing up with leg injuries.
Yeah,
8 games into the end of the season so far, and you got to go on the DL.
We're going to talk a little bit about the new taste treat that is available at in Seattle. They got these grasshoppers that are now fried or toasted or something of that kind over there. Thank you, grasshopper.
Really?
And you can have some great grasshoppers there. They're going to serve those. So that'll be kind of interesting there, too. Plus, you have a picture that you're going to be talking about. Someone sent you of you when you were on Hunter working with some little babies, and you hold the babies really well. Big old strapping Fred Dreyer holding on to the little kids over there. We'll be having that for you and talk about that as well, too. And Bob Miller is going to be your Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Love
44
Bob.
Years.
Yeah. We're going to miss him.
Hung him up, and he has done such a great job with the Kings. So all this and more, settle back, relax. You're in the Sports Lounge with Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
We are back in the lounge. We call it our sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the football and acting legend. And as we mentioned, these toasted grasshoppers, they weren't fried, I'm sorry, they're toasted grasshoppers.
Well, that's a difference.
And they didn't think they'd sell them out, but the fans went nuts in Seattle. The Seattle Mariners said they would sell toasted grasshoppers at their home opener against the Houston Astros, and apparently these are very high protein. It's a delicacy, and it was so adorned by fans, they actually sold out on these things. They were tossed with a chili lime salt for some extra zing, and the broadcasters enjoyed them as well. So would you eat a grasshopper?
No.
Thank you, grasshopper.
I was in China, and everything that moves is fried.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, something.
I've seen things, the weirdest, from spiders, different sizes and shapes of spiders, deep fried. Pal.
Everything fried. The chocolate covered ants, I know those are available.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a big deal going on here. If you're an Indian fan over there, the Cleveland Indians, they have the Chief Wahoo logo. This has been, the Indians are one of the building blocks of baseball, are they not, Fred Dreyer? They've been around a while.
What's that?
The Cleveland Indians have been around for a long time, and they have Chief Wahoo as their logo. And now the organizers that have been protesting the Indians' use of that logo of Chief Wahoo are in talks
now. But
it's
a real person.
With Major League Baseball about changes to the symbol. A group has asked the Indians to abolish the red-faced smiling logo and their nickname outside the field. It's like, go home.
No, here's what I do. I've never.
What would you do, Fred?
I've never liked the grinning, oafish picture of the Indian with one feather on its head on the cap. I've never liked that.
So you want to get rid of it?
I always thought, just like the Milwaukee Braves, you know. They've detuned their uniform. They've taken off a lot of the stuff that is associated with the Milwaukee Braves. I want to see a picture of Chief Wahoo on the front of the ball cap and on the sleeves of the baseball uniform.
You agree
uniform.
That you want it there, right?
I want to see it there.
I want to see it.
I want to celebrate.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's like Chief Wahoo.
Come on.
Come on, it's nothing offensive to any person out there. I mean, have the Los Angeles Czechs. I would be honored to have the Czech Republic on the logo and some Czech guy drinking a beer or something on the logo of a uniform.
Well, that's on the state flag, isn't it?
In the Czech
Republic.
A drunk
Czech?
There was a canceled check one time that I had. That
was a drunk check, writing a bum check.
Checks are, you know, we like to get the notoriety. And I'm just telling you, let's leave the Indians alone. You know, for gosh sakes, the Washington Redskins. I mean,
well, now that this president, what was his name?
Donald Trump, but are not saying it. Donald Trump says he likes it.
No.
That'll be the end of it.
Barry Obama. Yeah, now that he's out of office, I call him Barry. You can count on, you're not going to hear anything about the name of the Washington Redskins.
That's it, right?
That's it. You're done. It was all politics. And for that, I commend Daniel Snyder, owner of the Redskins, for telling people to pump it.
Yeah, well, the Indians are caving. They're having talks with Major League Baseball about further changes. They want to maybe make some changes to the logo or something. But it's like, who's owned these people? Bob Hope used to own them years ago. You wouldn't see Bob Hope changing the logo. For gosh sakes, Chief Wahoo is the chief, man. That's the Cleveland Indians. Al Kaline, all these greats played there. I mean, leave it alone. For any logo, you can have somebody protesting it. I'm sorry. You just can, for anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, a bunch of kings got together and were upset with the Los Angeles Kings because they thought they were making fun of royalty.
Well, they're going to let a judge decide, aren't they?
No, we'll let Bob Miller, who's going to be a guest here coming up on the show, the legendary broadcaster.
I have a couple questions that I want to ask Bob.
44 years of the Los Angeles Kings. I love this guy, Bob Miller. He's great. So, a lot of things over there. And they're saying the president of the Marlins said he's not going to be shocked if the owner, Loria, were to sell the team this year. They think that team may be on the block, you know. And, here's a bulletin that just came across our desk here. For those of you that are in the buffet line, a former Dodger, former San Diego Padre, now Atlanta Braves, saying it's the favorite team he's ever played on, Matt Kemp. Apparently has, at this early stage of the season, and this could be serious, a hamstring injury.
Not Matt Kemp.
He's going to need some more time for recovery. He was placed...
8 games into the season.
He was placed on the 10-day disabled.
What did
they tell you? Retroactive to April 8th.
What did they tell you?
So he could return on April
18th. All these million-dollar players with leg injuries. I've said this before.
Say it again.
And I'm going to tell it to you you get sick of it. All of these people with leg injuries are incompetent. They should be fined, and they should be sued to reclaim their prorated contracts back.
That's right.
You should never have leg injuries. You should never have them.
Here's a player for you. Buster Posey, one of the great catchers in baseball, right? Plays for the Giants. He's on the 7-day disabled list because he's got a concussion after taking a fastball off the helmet. Now, there's an injury.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was terrible. And I hope this guy comes back quick because I like Buster Posey.
It hit him pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean.
Well, that's one thing. You know, you're going to get hit in the head. You're going to get hit in the head.
Yeah.
But at least he doesn't claim. He didn't get hit in the head and grab his leg.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff going on in baseball. You've been liking the season so far? Are you enjoying it?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah, not really. It'll pick up here pretty quick.
And David Ross, by the way, who was with the catcher, the world champion Chicago Cubs, played on the Dodgers for a while, too.
Yep.
Apparently, he got his World Series ring and he couldn't be there, but he's on Dancing with the Stars. So there was a rain delay here last week, and they showed his performance on Dancing with the Stars.
And?
I think he's going to probably come in, you know, towards the end because there's a lot of Cub fans, and they won the World Series. I bet you he gets a...
Well, he should win. Automatically, he should win.
If there's a bust any kind
of... Hey, listen, I want to show you something. We have a camera right here, don't we?
Yeah, we do this show if you get to see it live on camera at crntalk.com or on Roku or at Tiki Live, you can do it.
Do you see this, ladies and gentlemen?
And if you can, Fred's holding up a picture. I'll describe it for you radio-only listeners. It's a picture of Fred Dreyer, obviously when he was Hunter, holding two little babies. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
This was an episode we shot down Manhattan Beach, and in this episode, there was a woman who had a child, and Hunter was called to the house, and the baby was there. And I forgot how the baby played a part in the show, but the point was is that when you have children, you have to get two of them, You have to get two of them because one can only work in front of the camera for a limited amount
of
time.
I've heard that.
Then you have to shuffle them. So they got twins. These are twin babies. And one's head is on sideways.
No, his head's not on sideways. So you worked these two kids. They had agents already that would only let them work
for
so long.
I think the one on the right was the one that was hired for the role. And the one on the left came along.
It was a backup.
Because it was kind of
twins.
It was a backup for the baby. It was a beautiful afternoon that day. We went down to the beach. I said, let me see these babies. So I picked them up like that, and I walked around with them, and they just were just
so
thrilling.
You were kind of manhandling these kids.
Not at all.
You could get into trouble with that.
No, hey, they went through birth. They went through the birth canal. You know, how cops.
So having a hunter hold them.
Having me hold them is a...
And you seem like you have a nice way with kids. That's why you got the grandkids, and you have the little
daughter. Well, look at the one on the right. She's thrilled.
The one on the right was the one that got hired for the job, and then the one on the left was just the backup.
And the one on the left was, you know, on call, as you can see. She just said, you know, wake me up. I'll be ready to go on camera. I don't need any makeup. So there it is.
All right. This is the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, CRN, the Competition Radio Network. Glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Hey, time for us to get some dinner going. And Fred Dreyer, you're a big fan of Blue Apron, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I enjoy that product very much.
They have fresh ingredients mailed to your door. You actually get them sent to your door, meats and produce and all that good stuff.
Yep, when the doorbell rings, I open it up and there it is.
And then they've got recipes and you can cook. And it's very easy to cook and it's kind of fun and therapeutic and all that.
Ginger salmon's my favorite.
Yeah, ginger salmon is good.
Yep, very good. A lot of veggies, salads, and all the knickknacks that go along with it. It's just terrific, very convenient, and also very delicious.
Affordable, there's a variety, it's flexible, it's easy, it's guaranteed. Here's the best part. You can get your first three meals free, this is a trial, and free shipping. All they do is they go to the website blueapron.com/dryer. That's B-L-U-E, there's your Blue Apron, A-P-R-O-N, then .com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. The first three meals free with free shipping. You can't beat that offer. Go to blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Yeah, what do we have that no one else has on this show? Well, we got Mike Horn. Anybody can have that. We got bumper music. Yeah, we do. We got stories about sports. Yeah, we got that. But we don't have the acting legend of the All-Pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer. That's what makes this show special. And he can play the bass as well, too, and also this little guitar.
And where else can you get wonderful stories of these two babies?
Yeah, that's from your hunter days. That's great.
There's all kinds of interesting stories that that come up after doing a show for 7 years.
Right,
it's the great people. And I'm telling you, these kids, I remember these two girls.
What episode was that at Hunter that you had with
these
twins?
Here they are. These two girls were so hilarious, and the mother was great. And
Fred Dreyer holding, somebody sent in a picture of him holding two little babies, twins, and they had to have two because they could only work them for so long in the shots.
And they had to rotate kids.
Did they ever rotate you? That was the union rules.
Yeah, there's another guy outside.
There is. The ring ceremony, these rings were nicer, some of these guys that were 135 years old, because the Cubs got their rings, the World Series championship rings. There's 108 diamonds in the ring because it took them 108 years to get another world championship.
That's a nice ring, you know.
I was reading a book. I talked about the Lakers, basketball Lakers, were the first to design their own rings. Apparently, before the Lakers designed their own, they had just the same kind of ring every year as a championship ring. But the Lakers started to say, well, look, we want everyone to be different. When Phil Jackson was there, they showed the triangle offense. They made them each special. And now everybody seems to do that. They designed their own championship ring. What did you design for your championship ring with the Rams?
You mean the NFC championship ring?
Yeah. Did you have a, that's right. You did get an NFC championship, not the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You get an NFC
championship? Well, here's what it was.
What was it?
You gave it to us in a box. We opened it up and went, second place ring.
Beautiful.
This is really great. Beautiful. And then someone said, yeah, it's the exact copy. It's the exact copy of the Baltimore Colts World Championship ring.
It's good. Save money on that.
That Don Klosterman, at that time, was the general manager of the Rams, decided, here's a design that can't miss. It's a replica of the Colts championship ring in 71. But those things don't carry much weight, especially my fingers. You know, I've got so many broken fingers, I can't get rings over the knuckles.
How many broken fingers in your career?
Eight? I've had eight.
How about a nose?
I've had three of those.
How about concussions? That's a big deal. That's a scary
one. I've had a lot.
Yeah.
Hospitalized with seven.
So Buster Posey said he was happy that they put him on the DL because he takes that as serious. And so that's a deal. In football, though, you don't think about it as much because every day you're getting knocked around. So I don't think it was as important. It was important to you if you had it, of course. But that's why this thing went unchecked for so many years. Like, it's football. They're going to get their heads hit. Am I right? Was that the attitude?
Yeah. Well, but
in the hospital, how many times?
I was hospitalized. I had seven concussions that were hospital worthy, and I either went there for a short period of time or I stayed overnight. I think I stayed overnight twice, and then I was checked out the other times.
I've seen hockey. I'm a big hockey fan. I've seen guys hit the ice over there before they had helmets. That had
brutal.
To be really scary. And some guys' careers over with after that. They get hit so hard on that ice over there, and they're just gone. You know,
I can't watch MMA.
You can't? No, you don't have to watch that.
When I see these guys get their brains rattled, I cringe.
Yeah.
You have no idea the damage that is going to do.
All right, any football news for us this week now? You got anything going on there? St. Louis, apparently, the team is the L.A. Rams are being sued by St. Louis. St. Louis suing the NFL and the Rams over the team's move to Los Angeles.
All 31 teams. Because they're losing revenue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. They're losing revenue. And this team, just remember this, this team lost two major football franchises in its existence. They lost the Cardinals to Arizona, and they were given the Rams on a fluke, and then they lost it back to the L.A. You know, so this city can't. Not only did they screw it up once with the Cardinals, they screwed it up with the Rams the second time
around. That's it. All right, stand by. We should be having a Hall of Fame broadcaster, Bob Miller, who retired this season from the broadcast booth. 44 seasons with the Los Angeles Kings. And one of the times he was going to get it right, but he quit after 44. I said he should have gone one more. Couldn't hang in for the 45th. But we'll still talk to him anyway. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And, of course, the acting icon, Hunter Lance, and he was with Sharon Stone. That's what I want to hear about in Crisis just last year. Or I should say at Agent X, Crisis the year before that. I'm talking about, who is it again? Fred Dreyer. He's there.
That's what I think it was. You know, I can't talk about Sharon because
happened?
Well, the attorneys got involved in it, and we can't talk about it.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding you. Yeah. Hey, we have a great guest here, I think.
Sharon Stone? Is she going to be on the show?
No, we got a better guest.
Who?
A much more attractive guest than Sharon. Bob Miller.
Oh, yeah, Bob Miller. Hall of Fame broadcaster. This guy, 44 years with the same team, and they were going to have him back for another year. Bob said, nope, you know, I want to get on the air with Mike and Fred and start doing a sports talk show. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen. I love this guy. He's the greatest guy in the world, one of the friendliest, greatest storytellers, play-by-play guys. I'm telling you, he's my favorite of them all, Bob Miller. Bob, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. Nice to be with you. And Fred, you're the only guy who's ever said I was more attractive than Sharon. Thank you for that.
I felt as though Mike was going to say it, so I beat him to the punch. How are you, Bob?
Well, I'm fine.
Are you? How's your health? Are you a chipper?
Yeah, the health is pretty good. I really just thought with some of the incidents that happened last season and again this season that it was time just to take it easy a little bit, not be flying around and getting into towns at 2:30 in the morning or 3 in the morning and then fly the next night. And
and then even have a hockey career on top of that. Bob's talking about his off day.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. I was kidding.
But
so
I was ready.
Everybody that I've ever been associated with in terms of in the sports business, even in business itself, have said that the road just eventually wins out and the beds are not very good and the seats aren't very good in the airplane and the food's not very good and sometimes you miss a meal.
Is that true, Bob? He's depressing me now with
it's depressing.
I can't believe it.
Well, you know what? The first 17 years it was like that when we flew commercial all the time.
Oh, man.
But recently, for many, many years, we have had the charter flights, and the seats couldn't be better. The flights left on time. You didn't have to go through the terminal. The food was pretty good. So I had no complaints that way. But it was night after night, especially in hockey, play a game. Pack up and go to the arena, play a game, go to the airport, fly, get in at 2:30, pack up and go to the airport the next night after a game, fly again, get in at 2:30 or 3. And if you're on a trip that lasts 10 or 12 days, that gets a little old. And the other thing that I thought about was, you know, we had single rooms now, no roommates. And if something happens at 2:30, 3 in the morning, are you going to be able to get to the phone and get some help? And some things that happened to me, I thought, better off just take it easy and be around with Judy staying with me at night. You know, we've been together 53 years.
God bless
you. I think
you.
She'd call for help.
Is that your girlfriend? Is that your girlfriend,
Judy? That's your on-the-road girlfriend.
She is the greatest. Judy Miller is the consummate, perfect, wonderful person in the world, and she is fabulous. And, you can spend some time now together and do some things, because before you had always planned around off-season times to go places, right?
Well, that's right. We could even take a vacation in the hockey season now. And wasn't she great on TV? I don't know if you saw it last weekend.
Yes.
They were interviewing her, and everybody said what a great job she did.
Yeah, Bob called his last couple of games here just this last weekend. One on the road with the Ducks, and the day before that with the Kings, and it was just it couldn't have been better the way that whole thing was put together. And you know, showing you, I mean, it started off on television with it looked like either your son, possibly, or you, as a youngster, was it in where? Was that in Wisconsin when you started out doing the sports? You were the sports guy on some TV station, I guess, weren't you?
Yes. Well, I actually started out at the University of Iowa when I was a student there, and then continued on into Wisconsin. That was not my son. Thank you for mentioning that. That was me about 57 years ago. So it really brought back some memories. And the Kings on Saturday at home really went all out with the celebration outside the building and inside the building. And they couldn't have been nicer and put everything together. And then the next day down in Anaheim, very classy by the Anaheim Ducks to decorate our TV booth with pictures and memorabilia of my career and a standing ovation from some of the people at the Honda Center. And it was really well done by both teams.
Are we going to expect to see a statue of Bob Miller?
I would think we should lobby for that.
I would absolutely lobby for that,
man. He's got a press. You got a press box named after you. I love to go up there and just sit there in the Bob Miller press. So here's the deal. Everybody always says, "Well, what are you going to do? Well, you know, you got a plan." Well, of course, you don't know what you're going to do. Are you going to go back to some games? Do you think you'll watch some games? Are you going to just watch them on TV and stick the old feet up and relax?
Well, a little bit of both. I'm going to pick out certain games that Judy and I will go to, and probably sit somewhere down there, maybe in the suite or maybe in the press box. But I want to go see some games for sure. I'm not going to go every night, but I do want to see some games, and I want to see some of my good friends, the other broadcasters, coming into town. So
you work with a lot of those guys. You've been there so long, you've worked with a lot of the guys that are broadcasting on other teams, for God's sakes.
I've been there so long, I'm broadcasting games that have players of Suns that I broadcast. It really has been a career that I always wanted, and it couldn't have been better for me, especially seeing the team win 2 Stanley Cups in 3 years. That was spectacular.
Bob, you know, when we come back from our break here, I want to ask you about the changes that the Kings made.
Tune in to a little R&R on Sports every Saturday morning. There's no other sports show like R&R on Sports anywhere. It's a little R&R on Sports, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline USA Network.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, the acting football legend Fred Dreyer, and our guest Hall of Fame broadcaster, the legendary Bob Miller. And I didn't realize this, but Bob, your first game in Los Angeles was what, 72, 73 it was, wasn't it?
1973, October 10th.
And I was at KFI at the time when they were known as the sports capital of Los Angeles. They had the Dodgers, they had the Lakers, they had USC, and they had the Kings. And there's always a pecking order as to who goes live. And the Kings at the time, because they were new, they were the last one to go. So I think you did that game live, and it aired at, what, 2 in the morning, was that right, your first game?
Well, the actual first game in the regular season on October 10th, I think that was live. There was a preseason game that I did from Victoria, British Columbia. It was on KFI. That started at 2 a.m. Even my wife couldn't stay up that long to listen to that.
Man.
And you, the first game, your first regular game was against the Blackhawks, and the Kings lost. Am I right?
Yes, 3-0. Very dull game. And I thought the other night when it was the Kings weren't scoring, I thought, oh, this is going to be another shutout. But they came through, and Dustin Brown tied it, 55 seconds left, and then a great finish in the overtime with Carter giving it to Doughty. And there's been so many comparisons between that winning goal in overtime by the Kings and the home run that Vin Scully called in extra innings at Dodger Stadium in his last home game. So it was really kind of weird the way those two things paralleled each other.
Yeah, it really was, and it was fitting to you because it was a great call, and it was a great game, and, I mean, that was a classic there to have it go like that. That's great. Bob Miller.
Bob, you know, I know in sports, like anything else, you know, changes are made. People retire, such as yourself. They move on. Life goes on no matter what. I was a little bit more surprised at the firing of Coach Sutter than I was anything else.
Daryl Sutter got relieved of duty this week, and Dean Lombardi.
Yeah, and Timo Solani is president now. And
I don't think so. When it's Rob Blake is good. That's good. So what's the deal here? Luke Robitaille now is promoted to president. Rob Blake is promoted to VP. Dean Lombardi's gone. Daryl Sutter's gone. What's the deal there? I mean, Daryl Sutter, wasn't he the winningest coach?
Yes, he was. That shows you what being the winningest coach will get you. But you know what? I was not shocked by it, except maybe by how quickly they made the move. But watching our team, you know, only winning one playoff game in the last 3 years, that was not acceptable to our management. And quite frankly, and I agree, the speed of the NHL by most teams has passed the Kings by.
Really?
And the players agreed with that, too. They said, we've got to get faster. And I think Drew Doughty said, we've played the same style for so long. Other teams knew exactly how we were going to play and what we were going to do, and it was pretty easy to stop. So I really do believe, and you know, I don't like to see anybody get let go. Daryl and Dean, and then the assistant coach, Davis Payne, was let go, and there might be some others in the future, I don't know. But I really think from a fan standpoint, when you pay the kind of money the fans were paying, you expect to see a more exciting team and a more winning team out on the ice.
Does it happen that way with the great coaches? I mean, Daryl Sutter, what a great coach, the winningest coach in Kings history. But what you just said, they play a certain way, and so after a while the players maybe get jaded by it, and then the other teams know about it. I mean, is that kind of the deal? I mean, you look at some of the basketball coaches, triangle offense there with Phil Jackson and all that stuff. Does that get old after a while and they got to make a change?
Well, I think there's a certain shelf life for all coaches. And the thing you hear most is players get tired of hearing the same thing night after night, year after year, and kind of tune the coach out. I don't know that that happened. I don't think it did with the Kings. But, you know, when you have a couple of Stanley Cup championships, you set the bar very high, and fans expect that kind of play, whether it's realistic or not, every night. But I didn't think we were a real exciting team, and they decide to make the move. So, you know, that happens in all sports, where every owner wants to win every year, and that can't happen. It just won't happen in any of the sports. But I really look forward to seeing what they're going to do with bringing a coach in that knows he's got to get younger, faster players to compete with some of these other teams.
What about the change in GM, Dean Lombardi, getting let go? What does that mean? I mean, he kind of orchestrated the Kings. You mentioned they won the Stanley Cup two times in 3 years over there. So what was the deal?
Well, the deal there was he did a great job in rebuilding this team from the time he took over and then having him win the two Stanley Cups in 3 years. But as everybody mentioned in the papers and everything else recently, there were some deals that did not work out. Some players that he got that played only 1 year with the Kings, and he gave up a lot to get them, and some contracts he gave that have kind of hamstrung the Kings as far as the salary cap is concerned. And, you know, sometimes he put his own feelings and his own sentiment toward players and his loyalty to them over what he should have done as far as buying them out or letting them go or trading them, and it came back to hamper the advancement of the team.
Yeah, well, I think you're right on that. And now you can say anything you want, by the way, now that you're retired. How does that feel?
Better be careful,
well,
Bob.
See you later, guys. You're going to hear the phone hang up right now. No, Bob Miller's one of the greats, I'll tell you. But that's good insight. Hang on, more with Bob Miller. We'll wrap things up here straight ahead at the Sports Lounge. Here to the Sports Lounge. Time for our email segment. I'm Michael Horn along with the legendary Fred Dry. You ready to go and take a look?
Yeah, why not? Let's go.
Sonia says she just watched an episode of Cheers and she saw you in it. Were you on the show Cheers?
Yeah, I did about six or seven of those things.
You did?
Yeah. It was actually the precursor to the Hunter stuff on NBC.
Oh, it really was, huh?
Yeah.
All right, and then Pamela sent in this photo you were talking about earlier here on the show of you holding these twins that were on the Hunter. Do you remember that episode where the kids?
I do indeed, yes. It was hilarious, and the you know, the interesting story about that, if I have time.
Yes.
Interesting story is that there was it was in the script that this woman had a baby,
yep.
So we had to hire a woman and a baby. And, of course, the rules are that you can only work children so much in front of the camera. So we had to have two babies, and these are twins. And so these two girls are in the show, and they would just rotate them out. You know, after 2 or 3 hours on the set, the other one would come in, the other one would go upstairs and get fed.
And did you get fed too? I'm sure you did. That's good. All right. Desi writes to us. She says, we were talking about this last week. She says, I think the NFL going to Amazon Prime could be one reason to reach out to the global audience. Do you think that's true?
I do. And I was just looking at this, and I think she's correct about this. This is, you know, sometimes I lose sight of the fact that CRN talk is global.
Yeah, we are global. It's true.
It's global.
We've been talking about food at the ballparks, and somebody's from Dodger Dogs with burgers on top of it. They say the culture in this country has a lot to do with the way people eat and have fun during a game. You think that's true?
Yeah.
I think so, too. And Lois said, looking good, Fred. And Carmen said, you look very handsome, Fred.
Thanks, Carmen. I appreciate
that. And Lois, thanks, Lois.
We're above ground, as I say. We're above ground, and we're hanging in there.
By the way, some of the guests on the Sports Lounge today will be going to see Gary Puckett at the Union Gap at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, not Bob Miller.
Stop off at Powerhouse Records and get a tape and then play it all the way to Vegas.
Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, Bob Miller, a legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster for the Kings Online. So, Bob, there's so many great things that were said about you, from broadcasters, players, everything. And one of the greats was Vin Scully invited you to get together and sort of hang. And you guys, it's the legendary L.A., the late Chick Hearn, one of the great broadcasters. You're now retired. Vin Scully retired. Are you guys going to hang out?
Well, you know, Vin said I'm not too far away from him. I like to tell people I'm about 4 miles and $8 million away from where Vin lives. So I'd love to do that, to get together with him and just talk about our careers and things that happened. It would be my honor to do that.
Maybe we should put a show together, Fred, with you, Vinny, and Bob, and you could quiz them questions about
it. Just ask him all kinds of different questions about different things.
Yeah, it would be great to do.
Yeah.
Of course, Bob's not interested in that. He's retired now.
Fishing, fly fishing would be the subject.
Fishing and fly fishing. So everybody asks you, what are you going to do? What do you plan to do? Do you plan to do a little more traveling, Bob? Or are you going to just kind of take it easy and just assess everything for a while? What's the deal?
Well, I think we'll wait a little bit and decide what we want to do. I'm already still getting requests. Can you come down and record this? Can you be over here? Can you appear here? And that's fine. That's okay with me. I enjoy meeting the fans and meeting other people and at those events. So we'll be doing some of that for a while, and I'm trying to catch up on emails. And as you said, so many people had so many nice things to say. It was a thrill for me just to sit there and doing the game and hearing people on the scoreboard and on our own telecast making comments about my career. It was very, very nice to hear and very well done by the Kings and by the Anaheim Ducks.
Are you a Winnebago guy, Bob?
No.
You're not going to retire? No. We're going to see you on the Santa Ana Freeway here pretty soon.
I saw the movie RV, and I said, I'll never be in one of those.
Can you imagine?
Always one of the hardest working guys. Didn't you have a game in Wisconsin where you did, like, football and, I don't know, three different things in a sports broadcast at the same time one day?
Well, I used to do a sports show on TV Friday night, then go do high school football play-by-play, race back to the station to do the 10-20 sports on TV, the next day do a Wisconsin football game in the afternoon, race back to the station to do a radio scoreboard, then go in and do a television sports cast, then get in the car and drive to a high school game and do play-by-play that night.
Boy, well, no wonder you have to retire.
Yeah, that's a good
well, deal. You know, like all of us, when you start out like that, you want to do every game that was ever played.
Yeah.
You just wanted to be on the air. You wanted to get that experience. And that's the way I felt about that.
But you've always had that enthusiasm and experience. I listened to the last couple of broadcasts, and it was, you know, you could have phoned it in. I mean, basically, you could do that anytime. You've had up seasons and down seasons. You've always had the enthusiasm there. I mean, that's just a natural part of your psyche that makes you the Hall of Fame broadcaster you are. It just makes people want to listen to you.
Well, that's what your goal is, right? To have people listen, and my goal also to do a game where people say, man, I was on the edge of my seat. You had me so excited about the game. And that's the way I wanted to treat it. Whether the King scored or the opponent scored, it's an exciting play.
Hey, Bob, who's lined up to take your spot over there?
Boy, I don't know. I did not get involved with that.
Fred's got his tape ready.
Fred.
Oh, what a shot that was.
That's all you'll hear from Fred and I. Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, what a high stick.
Look at that, Jimmy.
That's high sticking, brother.
I'm telling you, there isn't a nicer guy in the world and not a more consummate professional and pro. I just watch his and listen to his last games than this gentleman that was on the show today, Bob Miller. Bob, we love you. All the best for you. You are synonymous. You are an icon of Southern California with the call for the Kings and of the National Hockey League. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great retirement, my friend.
Well, I always enjoyed seeing you guys down at the game.
Thank you, Bob. God bless.
We'll see you back here next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. What a great guy Bob Miller is to have him on the show. Am I right about that?
He's just the best. I love his voice.
Yeah, it is so... takes you right through the game. Like, it's gonna, like, you're gonna miss him.
Those guys are special. There's not, you know, there's a lot of guys that call play by play on every level, but he's the best.
He is the best. I'll tell you that as well too. You know, we got you and I have to get to a ball game because we haven't done that yet. But we have to go ahead and maybe take time to go and check out some baseball here this year and get into it. Somebody sent you an email here. Martha said that she hopes you're right about the Colorado Rockies being the dark horse this season. It seems that they've been doing pretty well so far, and Arizona even has done well.
Yeah, I think if they stay clear of the hamstring injuries, I think they'll be contending for the West.
You think so?
Yeah.
Anybody else you see as dark horse outside favorites in any other leagues?
Not yet. I haven't seen the rest of the American League or anything else. But like I said earlier, I think the Angels will be better than they expect. How good that is, who knows?
Would you have ever gone back, and you were a sports analyst after your football career was over for a mm-hmm. while before Hunter. Would you ever gone into coaching? Did you ever consider that if you would have been asked to do some coaching?
I got a real good look at coaching, you know, growing up and being in school and stuff. And there was people I admired when I was a young kid in high school and in college. But as I got older, I realized that if you're not playing, I don't think I want anything to do with it.
Why?
It's you're on the periphery. College-wise is probably different. I would probably stay at the college level than the pro level. At least you're able to teach somebody something and send them forward with a skill and a technique and understanding of what they're doing. You get in the pro level, you can't get anybody's attention.
Yeah, is that true? Yeah, you're probably right about that. So it's better that you're an analyst here now on radio. I think that's the best way to go.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing here. If you call that being an analyst.
You're good. Hey, you should follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. He's on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to send him an email because we read a lot of the emails on the show. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's always great to be here with you, Mike, and it's always great to be here with our listeners, and we will see you all next time.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.